just a week before her first performance in Washington, D.C., the young star of a new production of West Side Story was slightly fuzzy on some famous lyrics.
I feel pretty and witty and bright.
To be fair, there was no warning she'd be asked to sing. And more important, NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg reports, there's no reason this singer should know the lyrics.
No reason, because in this revival of West Side Story, 21-year-old Josefina Scaglione does Maria's song this way.
Hoy me siento tan hermosa, tan preciosa que puedo volar y no hay diosa en el mundo que me va a alcanzar.
This revival is bilingual. The romance of Romeo and Juliet, told against a background of gang warfare, pits the Puerto Rican sharks against white juvenile delinquent jets. In the new version, the jets speak and sing in English, the sharks in Spanish, with English surtitles.
I don't think there's any point in doing a revival unless you have a really fresh approach.
Arthur Lawrence wrote the book for the original West Side Story. Now he's directing the revival. The gang still sing and dance their hatreds and frustrations on the raw pavements of New York. But Lawrence has rethought every character he created. In 1957, Lively Anita sang in English. This is the original cast album. And though she's Puerto Rican, she still does in this new production.
I realized that Anita, who wants to be American, would speak English. She would insist on it.
But Anita's lover, Bernardo, leader of the Sharks and proud Puerto Rican, would only speak Spanish.
But after Bernardo was killed, Anita won't speak English. She goes back to Spanish.
Tengo un amor sin igual.
And in Spanish, Maria mourns her brother Bernardo's death as she affirms her love for his non-Puerto Rican killer.
Lo adoro de más, no es como los demás. Yo lo sé.
Josefina Scaglione, the show's lovely Maria, is Argentine, but she and the all-Hispanic Sharks had to work on their Spanish accent.
I speak Spanish, but I have to learn to speak it the way a Puerto Rican would speak it. So, for example, I said llevar, that is to take something, and Puerto Ricans said llevar, not sh. But G.
G, Officer Kropke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get.
Another change, Arthur Lawrence has reframed this song, a hilarious vaudeville number in the original, in this grittier West Side Story. After two of their friends are killed, the Jets' take on Officer Kropke is darker.
Some of them are disgusted by it, but some of them, it's their defiance. And I don't know how funny it is, and I don't care. But it's another expression of the kids who understand what society thinks of them.
Even though they don't speak Spanish, the Jets understand what the Sharks think of them. Cody Green, who plays the Jets' leader, Riff, says the language barrier adds to the friction.
If you don't understand what's being said, it sort of gets a rise out of you. It creates this tension between the two gangs because they don't understand each other. They don't speak the same language.
With music by Leonard Bernstein, lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, and choreography by Jerome Robbins, West Side Story had its world premiere at the very same theater where this revival opens, the National in Washington, D.C. Now, a 51-year-old musical runs the risk of being dated. But Arthur Lawrence says some things never change. Young people still join gangs.
Kids just kill each other.
What has changed, Lawrence feels, is theater, as it reflects changes in society's values.
In 57, those kids were portrayed as lovable little thugs. Not in this version.
The actors know West Side Story from the movie version, but they realize they are being directed by a theatrical legend. Arthur Lawrence was not only part of the team that created West Side Story, he also wrote Gypsy and novels that became the films The Way We Were and The Turning Point. He was in his 70s when most of this cast were born, including his Maria and Riff.
He's so nice and such a nice person.
Yeah, he's such
that
a wonderful person. He makes you feel so comfortable.
So comfortable.
And if we knew any more, we would be, it would make us nervous probably. Uh-huh, but because we didn't bear witness to everything he's accomplished, we just sort of, you can look at it on paper, but to understand the grandeur of it is impossible. So we're really lucky.
We're so lucky.
Yeah.
Director Arthur Lawrence feels lucky, too. At the age of 91, he's excited by the chance to reset his venerable creation. Theater has to be exciting, Arthur Lawrence says. Otherwise, what's the point?
I'm tired of leaving at the intermission. You know, make me stay in my seat.
The revival of West Side Story has its first performance at Washington's National Theater tonight and runs through January 17th, then Broadway. It's a good bet audiences and director Lawrence will remain in their seats. Cell phones off for the duration. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
That was a bit of the orchestra rehearsing for tonight's opening in Washington, D.C. At NPR.org, you can get a look at some of the cast members. You can also hear a 50th anniversary celebration of West Side Story. And from NPR West, this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Thank you.